And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, hey, listen, I got this first part of the Triple Dipper. Remember, coming up top of the hour, State Senator Chris Elliott's going to call in, and his kind of overlaps. I could make his call in a home fries intro, or I could make it a back off of our kids' capstone. Either way, we'll call him just the gap bridger. But State Senator Chris Elliott is going to talk about his desire to partially defund a extra appropriation that they gave to the Alabama Department of Archives and History. That's by the way, the Archives and History, I love that place. I am so put out by this whole, we had a big gay pride celebration and honored, you know, people of the state of Alabama, we believe, you know, shaped our history who were actually gay. Anyway, all said and done, $5 million. We'll talk to State Senator Chris Elliott, top of the hour. First story I got for you, William Thornton over at AL.com. William Thornton's a good dude. He and his wife Donna both have been in the writing stories for the state press for a long time. Anyway, he's got a story on AL.com, came out yesterday. North Shelby Library Board, the Pride Month display in the children's section is not age inappropriate. Huh. Says the North Shelby Library will be keeping a Pride Month display in its children's section after its board voted that the display was not age inappropriate. All right, so why? Well, there's only one way around this. I mean, there's no way around this. The intent behind this is to say, we think it's important that we coach young children to understand what it means to be gay or transgender. There's no middle ground here. And that's basically what they're saying. So the books displayed were things like Julian is a Mermaid, about a boy who wishes to participate in the Coney Island Mermaid Parade, Melissa's story, about a transgender girl, meaning a boy, Calvin, the story of a transgender boy, meaning a girl, Morris Micklewhite and the Tangerine Dress, a story about a boy who was bullied for wearing a dress, and other works like that in the children's section at the North Shelby County Library. Yeah. Why are these not age inappropriate? Well, they're not age inappropriate if you have the philosophical belief that kids should understand the sexual lives of people. They're not age inappropriate if you have the philosophical belief that transgenderism is real. They're not age inappropriate if you believe that it is necessary to bring a counter to every biology book in your library that says there's only two genders. So the only thing you can say about this is their goal is to basically coach kids into believing that that's the way it should be. Kate Etheridge is the library director. She said the library's had a Pride Month display in the children's, young adult, and adult section since 2010. Really? Okay. Well, guess what? They're protesting now. Audience members who spoke in favor of removing the display said they were not interested in censorship or banning the books. They just want the display moved to another location in the library. They're like, this is not where we want to bring our kids down here to pick out books about bunnies and how to be a cowboy. Not to have to look at rainbows and explain to them that that's not the same rainbow as the one in the Bible. And oh, by the way, all those things about boys wearing dresses. No, you're not going to wear a dress, son. Don't worry. Those who wanted to keep the display said it was important for children to see. Why? Why is it important for children to see? There's only one answer. They want the children to believe it. So disagreement does not equal hate, said one of the people who was asking for it to be moved. I would say to the people on the other side of the argument that if you think that because I disagree with you that I hate you, then by definition that means you hate me. I mean, it was a very respectful conversation, it sounds like. But in the end, the library board decided, you know, we just want to keep on coaching kids how to be transgender. That's important to us as a public library. This is not a private library. This is a publicly paid library. And that's the thing. When you've got a public institution paid for by tax dollars and the citizens show up to please ask you to do something different than what you're doing, it just seems that at some point you might go, you know, technically we work for you. Now, I get it. Every once in a while, government does a thing, right? But there is no government mandate right now for public libraries to coach kids to be transgender. There's not. So when the parents who service that library and maybe donated books to it over time or you know, held book readings there, when they show up and say, "The heck, man, could you please move that out of the kids section? Just put it somewhere more appropriate." "No, we don't think it's age inappropriate. We like it there." Back off our kids, man. How about this one? Red State has a story. Came out yesterday. This past weekend, did you even know that Disney and Pixar Studios had released a new movie called Elemental? Apparently, it flew under the radar for a lot of people. Disney has delivered a string of social lectures disguised as big-name properties like this movie Elemental. Apparently, the intent here was to bring in their usual social tripe, and so they had one of the characters was openly non-binary. Why is that necessary? And they point out, the guy who wrote this for Red State points out that, you know, the studio appears to be following the whole playbook of Disney, trying to make sure that socially significant aspects are trotted out in the highlighting of the story and the characters. I mean, but he points out, he says, this is so superfluous. How is race or sexuality a factor with the fictionalized characters in the cartoon? It's also unneeded. It is also unneeded. There's only one reason why they do it. They want to make it attractive to kids. Look at this neat cartoon character. Isn't he cute? He's non-binary. Do you know what that means? Let me tell you. Well, that's just, did anybody when we were young care about the sex lives of Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and, you know, Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote? Did we even, no, you didn't ask the questions because no one even thought to make it a thing. The only reason why this is here is because they're after our kids. There's no other way around it. You don't do these things because you want the adults to see them. When you put them in the kids section of the library or in the little animated movie designed to be targeted towards the youth audience, guess what? They're there for the kids. Let me tell you, I saw a story just a few days ago, and it just bothered me. It was so sad. I mean, this kid looked like the all-American kid next door, football player, and he committed suicide. He committed suicide because on social media, there's a growing trend right now for what's known as sextortion. And it's sad. It's adults targeting kids. This one is not the LGBTQ transgender agenda. This is just targeting kids in general because they know. See, here's the thing. Kids are still impressionable. A lot of them haven't developed the wherewithal to be able to look at something and discern or to have wisdom. They don't have life experience to go with it. That's why, again, I've said it multiple times, that's why we have laws in every state that tells a kid when they're old enough to drive or tells a kid when they're old enough to have a drink of alcohol or how old they can be before they can get married legally without parental consent or how old they can be before they can sign a contract. Can't even get a Costco card. Can't even get into certain movies without, you know, parental consent. But yet we're seeing things targeting kids right now that go way beyond. And one of the things that we're seeing is preying upon kids. And by the way, those laws are in place because the recognition is there as a matter of law. As a matter of law, the recognition is there that kids are not ready yet for those things that I'm talking about. Well, how about this? They know that is the deal with kids. And the newest thing on Snapchat is called sextortion. It goes back to the old thing like the Nigerian prince who tells you, "I am trying to transfer my funds to another bank. If you can help me, I would be glad to pay you." And next thing you know, somebody scammed out of some money. But it says here, a former Snapchat employee says that sextortion schemes are becoming increasingly common on social media platforms and they have a severe impact on minors. Here's what happens. They target a young boy most often. They target a young boy. They know that he's inquisitive. They know that he's starting to figure out things about sex, and they want to appeal to his, you know, his youthfulness. And so they start sending him messages, but they make it look like they're a slightly older or good-looking woman who saw his picture and thought how cute he was. Let's talk a little bit. What's your name? And next thing you know, they're developing this online chat relationship, and they coax it, and they coax it along, and then they ask for a picture, and then they ask for a revealing picture. And then as soon as they've got the revealing picture, they send it back with another picture of the kid's entire friend list on Instagram, and they tell him, you send us money, or we're going to publish this to all your friends. Now, you know, some people would go, whatever, I see more than that on a beach, you know, or for that matter, they wouldn't even be in the chat relationship with somebody they don't know anyway. But impressionable kids are being targeted. And the story I've got here from Fox News talks about the fact that in this case, a bad actor posing as someone else, like a young, beautiful woman from the U.S. or Western Europe, sends these messages. They establish trust. They get the picture. And then once the images are sent, they send the screenshots back and they tell them what they're going to do with them. And they get money. And when they don't know what else to do, the kids panic. And I've got several instances in this one article of kids committing suicide because of how devastating this is to them, to think that they're about to be publicly shamed and they're going to be mocked by all their friends at school. Everybody's going to know. Everybody's going to see me naked. And this is a deliberate targeting of kids. And it's absolutely devastating lives. Like here's one. This young kid, 17-year-old Gavin Guffey from South Carolina. His dad was actually in the state house in California, or he's going to be in Carolina. When he didn't send money and realized he was about to be exposed to the world, he shot himself. How about this one? Jordan DeMay, a 17-year-old Michigan boy who took his life after becoming a sextortion victim on Instagram. And folks, I'm just telling you, this is a sick world out there. And you don't want to be a helicopter parent. You don't want to hover all the time. You want to allow them the room to, you know, scrape their knee and get up and keep moving. You want to make sure they understand that life happens and you're going to be able to react to it. We're going to make you strong. But at the same time, you can't see everything that they're seeing online. And then you can't see what's happening with the people who believe it's a great idea to put things in the children's section where they're going to walk up on it and you're not even going to be there to see it. I'm just telling you, they're coming after our kids, and they're doing it for a reason, because they know they're impressionable. I got more on this. Let's take a break right now. We'll come right back. Oh, Lord, we're going to need something to raise the mood around here. Going after our kids, man. We got to be serious about this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. I'm going to turn some text messages here real quick. So Mike from Huntsville says, who's after the kids? I mean, really get to the source, quit dancing around. What do you want me to say, Mike? I mean, how about the transgender movement is after our kids? How about liberal progressives are after our kids? Do you need me to put a name to it? You know exactly who I'm talking about. Juan from Newmarket. He's got something about mailing. He can't mail guns and things to New York, but New York can mail abortion drugs to our state. Is that legal? You know what? No, it's actually not right now, as far as I know. But people are going to try it anyway, I guarantee you. JT from Lacey Springs. Oh, yeah. He said, here's one for you. While I was shopping for shoes, I guess this is online. It's a drop-down list. No longer just male and female. Oh. Choosing to buy shoes. Please tell us your demographics, male, female, transgender, male. Do you have different shoe sizes if you're transgender? Does that work?
I mean, I don't think so. I think they're just trying to make everybody feel good.
There you go.
That's what it is.
That's important. Ugh. It's very important. And also, by the way, one of the choices is gender variant nonconforming. The frick is that? Gender variant. How about, then there's not listed and prefer not to answer. Not listed. Not listed. That's like when The Apostle Paul went and spoke, and he was talking to the Romans, and he said, "I see that you have one of all the Norman deities that were, you know, statues." He said, "I see you have one that is left blank for the unknown God, just in case there's one more out there."
Yeah, other, yeah. Right in the blank. There
exactly.
<you go>.
Name your God. Gender variant, nonconforming, not listed. But what else could there be? Okay, anyway, you got me on that one, JT. Wade from Huntsville talks about how he personally knows one mother who does not let her child get on Snapchat, but then when the mother's gone, the grandmother lets the child do it anyway. There's more internal problems going on there than just Snapchat, brother. Brian from Huntsville says, guard our youth. We are supposed to be protectors, not predators, sheepdogs, not coyotes. I'm digging it. Thank you, Brian. Missy from Falkville remembers a small child driving down Rainbow City Drive, seeing the mall close on Sundays. How we have changed. What is happening now in our country is a direct result of taking God out of everything, and we allowed it to happen. Yes, ma'am. You nailed it. And then Teresa from Town Creek says, I identify as a pissed off Southern female when it comes to Washington, D.C.
I like that one.
Yeah, I know. That one got me fired up. All right, a couple more of these stories here. So, interesting thing. An Obama-appointed judge, U.S. District Judge Jay Moody in Arkansas, struck down Arkansas's ban on sex change surgeries and treatments for minors as unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. See, this is a first of its kind ruling in the United States. I bring this up because this story I pulled off a Daily Wire dated yesterday is unique in all the world. It's the first one that's been proven unconstitutional. Why? One word. One word in the law. There was a place where it said that a doctor shall not refer to another doctor who could then perform these sex change treatments or surgeries on kids. Cannot refer. The judge grabbed hold of the word refer and decided to create a First Amendment violation out of it, because refer is speaking, as opposed to if they had just used the word prescribe. Well, this is a reach, but as a result, it's going to be appealed. It's going to be appealed. I guarantee you it's going to be appealed. But nonetheless, yeah, so that happened just yesterday, we hear now. And so here's, you know, Indiana and Alabama, we have been some of the most recent to join the fray in terms of banning these procedures on kids. And ours has actually been partially enjoined in court. Enjoined, all it means is put on hold while they work out the merits of the case. It does not mean that there was any ruling at the lower court level. In this case, the judge in Arkansas ruled on the matter and said, you know, as a matter of law, this case is over in my courtroom. You can go and appeal it now if you want to. Found a violation. So I'm saying, hey, state legislature, if you got the chutzpah, just come back and change that refer word back to prescribe and just tell the judge to pound sand. That's what I'm saying. What do we got here? So silent majority pushes back. Story on Town Hall. Aside from things like what we're seeing with the L.A. Dodgers and the movie Elemental that came out last weekend, which is flopping at the box office, I found this piece fascinating. It's an opinion piece by Betsy McAfee on Town Hall. And she said, you know what the reality is? Americans want to be tolerant, but they don't want a minority ramming its beliefs down everyone else's throat. And that's where we are. Says David Leatherwood is a board member of the nonprofit called Gays Against Groomers. They say many gays and lesbians disapprove of some of the things that are happening out there promoting transgenderism. And oh, by the way, they don't approve of grooming kids, which is what a lot of this is. Says a minuscule 0.6% of American adults identify as transgender, according to the Williams Institute. On the other hand, 70% of Americans identify as religious, whether it be Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist. Mocking religion and hitting at our kids is not the way to work with a majority that is finally getting fed up. All right, folks, we're coming right back with a call from State Senator Chris Elliott to talk about his bill to partially defund the Department of Archives. We'll get on it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.